discussing the machloikis on Yudalad and Beis going on to Tesvav and Meralef between Rav Yehuda, Merav, and Rav Nachman. If a person takes a neder al tnai, are we chayshish about them if they are nehne, meaning they involve themselves in the Isser Hana, and then the whole thing that's pending is the tnai. So Rav Yehuda said that we're concerned, we're not going to allow him to be nehne in the first place because we're concerned that he is not going to be, he's not going to abstain from the tnai. He's lo mizdar b'tnai. So last week, I presented a whole mahalach in the Gemara based on a few different sugyas and shitas in the Rishonim that this was not a classic tnai, that this doesn't follow the regular rules and regulations of tnai b'nei Gad b'nei Reuven, really it's a chelek of the Isser. So I really just want to add 2 points to that before we get into the next part. I noticed a Rambam that I thought was remarkable. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Hay, which is actually going to be the Rambam that's very relevant for our sugya today, but the Rambam says, I'm sorry, in Perek Yud, is this Rambam? Yeah. Perek Yud Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam says, Hilchas Nedarim, sorry. Yeah. You have it there? No. So I'm just going to say it out loud. Actually, I could really take a clip right now. Should have sent this already, sorry. I send it to the group. Chabura. Okay. So the Rambam says, "Misha hider es ishto b'mar cheshbon," a person who was madir his wife in cheshbon, "ve'ein losh ve'amar losh she'einat nes li mekan v'ad pesach im telchi lebeis avich." We're going to see this in a second. It's the Gemara on the bottom of Tesvav Menalf. You're not allowed to get any hana from me until Pesach if you go to your father's house mehayom v'ad sukkis, from now until sukkis. I guess, you know, this is one of the, instead of having, you know, marital therapy, you know, you just, you make some nedarim and say you just can't go there. Hareza asura lehanus lo miyad gzeirish hametelech. So the Ram says it's usur for her to get any hana because we're worried that she's not going to be makbid. Imhoch lefnei pesach v'areihu mehano so lefnei pesach hareza loike. And if he does, so he gets malchus. We'll get back to that. Listen to the Rambam says in the Hemshech. Avra Pesach, after Pesach passed, Afal Pisha Halach Hatnai, Hare Ze Oser Linoi Chulin Benidroi, Ulanicha Shetelech Vetene Elenoig Bo Isser Arachag Kemoshe Nodar. What? The Nether was until Pesach. Okay? The Rambam is saying she didn't do anything wrong, but now it's after that. So I would say, what's the issue? It's done. The Rambam says, you're not allowed to be nene. Why? There's still something that's existing. So the Ravid yells at the Rambam, even Rabbi Yehuda the Chumrah, that's it. What's the Isser that's existing after Pesach? Everyone? Yeah. So, I want to get to other things right now. But just in light of what we said last week, Rabbi Isai, perhaps this could be a raya. The Rambam is telling you this is not just an Isser with a Tnai, Mibnei Gad Bnei Reuven. There's actually something else. You formulated this Isser in Isser Shel Tnai. There's some sort of Ikara Isser, like the Ran said, and Tufel Dige Isser. So Meila, according to what we suggested, now the Rambam could make a little bit of sense. That there actually is some Isser that's connected to the Tanai that's not connected to the regular halachas of Tanai, Bnei Gad Bnei Ruvin. Like we said, according to some Rishonim, that's maybe going to be maybe Efshel Kaimo and all those other things that we've discussed. So that was just an addition from last week. So let's go on in the Gemara. So the Gemara pretty much, let's talk, we're going to go a little backwards here. Let's see the Gemara that the Rambam was just quoting. So the Gemara on the bottom of Tezvav and Aleph says, Tznan wants to bring a riot to this Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nach. Sha'at nenes li ara Pesach im telchi lebeis avich ara chag. You're also to get anah from me if you go to your father's house. Hol chol avnei ha-Pesach asur b'ana asu ara Pesach. Hol chol avnei ha-Pesach. So the Gemara is medayik. Oh, it's only asur of hol chol avnei ha-Pesach. Asur, lo hol cholo. But if she doesn't go, it's also, so it's not asur. So says the Gemara, you see, that you're not choshish for Rabbi Yehuda Shita of lo mizdar b'tnai. Right? Amar Rabbi Abba answers, no. Hol chol avnei ha-Pesach asur v'loike. If she goes before Pesach, then that's the real McCoy, and she's like it. Loy holcha, but if she doesn't go, asura be'alma. Then it's just asur. But she doesn't get malchus. Good? Right? Oh, what? No, this is the Gemara. Well, we have to see. So that's what the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says, there's a real Isser, and if he's Nene, so then it's Malkus. And Loyalcha Surah Ba'alma. So before we get to the Ram, how to define the Gemara, before we get to that, just one Ha'ara. Last week, I'm sorry to harp on last week, but I this is a Kasha that I'm really bothered by, and I didn't really find an answer to this. Last week, I presented a whole idea of the mitzvah Eson of Hasra Sofek, that there's an idea by Shena, right? I was even considering it saying before the drasha about that people should feel welcome to fall asleep because it's something that's been mela. So the mitzvah Eson said there's a difference, there's something unique about Shena that it's automatic. So the mela, it's not even Hasra Sofek, and it's going to get malchus because otherwise you have to contend with Hasra Sofek over here. And the Ritva also said that over here that was unique to Shena, that we don't find that there's a parallel between this and other Tanaim when a person makes a get al Tanai, that we're going to be Choshish according to Yehuda lo mizdar but Tanai, that in terms of Gittin, because he says Shena is different. But please say, it's against this Gemara. The Gemara is bringing a Raya from Halicha lebeis avicha to the Machlokes of Yehuda and Rav Nachman. So what are these? How did the Ritva and how did the Mitzvah Eisen say that there's anything unique to Shena? According to them, the Gemara should have just answered very simply. No, we're talking about Shena. I think I don't know what the answer is. So that's a shtickle tzarfi into me. So how do you interpret this Gemara?
Unless you say like that other, it's a little fuzzy. Did I think we come back to words that means basically it's a second thing about Shana, it's very easy for it to go from one day to the next.
It's a hemshich, right.
Yeah, the hemshich, maybe that halicha, and you're like walking, you're like going.
Right. I mean, it's just, it's, I mean, these, but the walking, the Tanai over here could be over 6 months.
Right. It's not one day to the next.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. So how do you read the Gemara? Let's get back to the case of the Gemara. Who's Aser to who? Who's Asering who? So Tysus is bothered over here. If you look at Tysus.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Just before, just to clarify, the Malkus come out here is Malkus Mardis, right?
I didn't say that. Yeah, why are you assuming that?
The Rambam defined Iser, even when he said there was Malkus, as a Gezeira.
Which Rambam?
The Rambam we were looking at said Gezeira. Maybe. I'm kidding, you say that. I guess that's what made me think that we were
kind of Rambam. No, Hariza, Asur Lehanus Lomiyad Gezeira Shemetelech. No, that's the Isser according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's Isser is an Isser Derabbanan. But if you violate the Tanai and you violate the Isser Ana, you violate Baal Yachal. So you get Malkus Deraisa. Okay, so the Tosfos says like this, Tanan Shad Nesnanes Li Ara Pesach. Tema. How could he make such a Tanai? How could he make such a Neder? You're usher to me if you go to your father's house. I get it. Your Shalom Bayis is Rocky, but like, you're not allowed to do that. You're Meshubiter. V'hechi Matzi Maderle. Yishloimar ba'oyner koinem tashmishe cholai. No. I wasn't assering myself to. I wasn't assering me to her. I was assering her to me. Koinem tashmisha cholai. That I have the power to do. B'shad nenes li lavdafka. And the Gemara has learned lavdafka. Right? Inami, then Tosfos has a second. Everyone with me, yeah? Tosfos is bothered by how does he have the ability to aser her to him? So if he's Meshobila, so he says he has the ability to say Koinim Tashmishei Chalai. V'shat Nenesli Lav Dafka. Inami, says Tosfos. Shaini Hocha came and Shetoyla Aneder B'dabar Sheyichol Lekayim Shaper Chayel Aneder Afki Madira Kisha Omer Koinim Tashmishei Chalai. Shari Lo Telech Lebe Saviyah V'lo Te Aser Alocha En Alocha El Chalo. Then Tosfos has a second day. He says no. He doesn't have the ability to make this neder in the way he made it to say that what? That he's usher to her, right? But he can do it if he's toilet with a tanai because there's an efsharis that he's not assering it. So it's another fascinating idea, very similar to what we saw last week, that certain Rishonim held that the tanai over here can make a neder that wouldn't work otherwise, is actually making this neder work as well. Something that you're not allowed to be madir, but if there's a loophole of how it could be find the kiyum through the tanai, so that also will make the tanai work. So the shaila is, according to the first day in Tosfos, who gets the malchus? It says, asura, holcha, asura veloike, right? So the Rashba, in his commentary on this daf, quotes the Balei HaTosfos over here and says something fascinating. He says a new interpretation according to that Pshat in Tosfos in the Gemara. Really, she doesn't have the Isser Baal Yachal. She doesn't have an Eder. So why would the Gemara be saying Asura Veloike? Why is it Asura? So you know what the Rashba says? Rashba says, according to the Balei HaTosfos, it's Lifnei Iver Loisitin Michshol. That's Pshat in the Gemara. She doesn't have an Isser Neder, because according to the Tosfos, what he's saying, Koinin Tashmishei Chalai. Right? Why is the Gemara saying, if she does the Tanai, then it's Asura V'loike? So the reason is because then she's violating Lifnei Iver Loisitin Michshol. Wild Pshat in the Gemara.
For which she would get Malkus.
So the Rashba is concluding that Lifnei Iver Loisitin Michshol gets Malkus.
So what's the Lifnei Iver? By
her being Mahane to him, so she's making him violate Baal Yachal. So the Rashba. So that's the Rashba. So the Rashba is saying he thinks it's not mashma in the Gemara. It sounds like the Asura is also the Neder in the Gemara. But it's the Rashba says that's what Tosfos is going to have to learn. But what's fascinating is that this Rashba is very important. It's against the Sefer Achinuch. Sefer Achinuch paskins that Lifnei Iver Loisitin Michshol doesn't get Malkus. But it's Alkar, we have a Tosfos in the Darim, according to the Rashba's Hesber, that is forced to learn that that's not the case. What is that dependent on? That's a fascinating issue, dependent on potentially two distinct issues, explanations. Either, I think if I remember correctly, it's the Sechemet that explains like this, that it could be that Lifnei Iver is a sniff to every Isser in the Torah. So it's really like a lav shebechlolos. Or you understand that as an independent Isser, which might be totally on the lumdus that we spoke about a few shavuos ago, whether or not it connects to every independent Avera, or it's an independent Isser, or it could be another way of understanding Lav Shebechlolos, which is a Machlokes Rishayim, the Ram, the Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvos. How do you define Lav Shebechlolos? It could just be a totally different interpretation, which is another discussion in Lefnei Iver L'Sitim Mechshol. Is the Isser HaMafurish B'Kra Aser? Meaning, when the Torah says Lefnei Iver L'Sitim Mechshol, is really what the Torah referring to as saying, don't put a stumbling back in front of... The Michas Chinuch raises the shaila. If you put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, did you just violate the Isser of Lefnei Iver L'Sitim Mechshol? Or did the Torah only mean not to be Machshil, a person with an Eitzah, with an Aveira? So, if that's pshat, so then that means everything else is a Torah Sheval Peh of that Isser. If that's the case, some Rishonim might define that that's a Lav Shebechlolos. Because the Beferish Akra means this. Everything else is darshened out through Torah Sheval Peh. So Memela, that would be another reason why you would say, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, not like the Steich Hemet, but for an entirely different reason why, depending on how you define just Lav Shebechlolos, ain't loikin alav, for why there would not be any Malkus. Either way you slice it, this Rashba is going to be a very important Mar Mokom, Legabe Lifnei Iver, that he assumes not like that Sefer HaChinuch, and not like whatever lumdus you have in Lifnei Iver L'Sitim Mechshol. Yeah.
Once Tosfos
says
it's Lav Davka in the Huda
Hanah,
right?
Who the Nether is called? No, Lav Davka in terms of the Lader Lashon of Shad Nenesli.
Right. I mean, maybe it's Lav Davka in terms of the Asura Beloka also?
It could be. I think what Tosfos was just bothered by is just that the Lashon of the Nether doesn't, it's the opposite of what my Pshat I'm saying. That's what he's forced to love, Dafka. Yeah, it's the opposite. So he's saying, it's just, you know, it's about Hana, and it's to do with both of them. But, I mean, the fact that there's Malkus, I think, is still... Right. The Rashba didn't want
to... The man still gets Malkus, according to this also.
What?
According to the Rashba, the man gets Malkus.
Right. So that really leads to the next point, is that the Rashba thinks that this is entirely not true, and it's a bad Lashon in the Rashba, is a bad Lashon in the Gemara, he rejects it. And he thinks that she actually gets Malkus, which is the Shita of the Ran. That this whole Shaila of Tosfos is really connected to the next part that I really want to talk about. Is the Ran over here brings the Machlokes, the Ramam and him. That the on the Dira Maschel Holcha Asura Ba'anos of a Loke Kolomer Loke he Aval Hu in a Loke Shari Lo Sashum Iser Elashe Dira, because what did the Baal do, right? So that's against exactly what Daniel pointed out. That would be against what the Rashba is speaking out in Tosfos, that the real Malkus for Baal Yachal would be on the Baal, and she would get Malkus on Leinyan Lifnei Iver. If you skip two lines, Avla Ramam Kosov, Loikehu, Shehidira Imeheneosa, Avlahi and a Loike, the Cave of the Low Nadra Klal, Lo Shaikhba, Lo Yachal Dvar. So the Rambam holds that no, the Gemara reads very well. The Gemara is, she is Asura, and she gets Malkus. The Rams doesn't read well. The Ran Shita fits very well in the Gemara. The Ran Shita is, and that's the Rashba Shita, is that no, he asered her and she gets Malkus and she's Aser. But the Ramam disagrees. So I'm just going to quote to you the way the Rashba brings down the Ramam, which he's about to disagree with, just like the Ran is. So the Rambam Shita is that if I am Aser you, or the husband Asers the woman, so then who gets the Malkus if they violate the Nether? The person that was Usr. They're the person that made the Nether. I'm sorry, I keep on confusing. The Rambam says the person, the Madir, the Baal. Shemahano so mishum lo yachud var. V'nir shehizku lo merkach mitetani areza b'bal yach, v'lo ktani areza b'bal tacha. So he says, first of all, the Gemara should have said, areza b'bal tacha. V'ochu zal kver bir b'mokum achar, sha oser davar al chaveru ina neser loke, m'avar v'nenem, v'nei shalo amaru klom. So the Rashba already gives a hesber in this idea, is that the Rambam seems to hold that Bal Yachal Dvaro needs Dibur. And if you didn't make any Dibur, so then you don't get any Malkus, you didn't violate the Isser. Nira midvar shuhu saver de lo yachol dvar dafka dvaro mamish. Aval davar chavero eino b'malkus. Right? If I said something and I asked someone else, so then they didn't violate any dibur. Ve'eino nirak, right? They're not obligated on bal yachol, on my dibur. Ve'eino nirakla. So the Rashba disagrees. Chada da osu davar chavero kshunosim lo eino over bal yachol shari lo osar al atzmo shalo yehenem shachavero ela shachavero osar ban oso. One second. So then he just quotes the kashas that the Ran is about to get to. So the Rambam, in terms of reading the Gemara, the Rambam is also difficult. Has the same difficulties that the Rashba challenged Tosfos with. The Ran works much better within the shita of the Rambam. The question is a little bit open, according to the Rambam. Does the Madir have the Isser and not the Mudar, meaning the person that didn't speak, the woman, or is it both of them? So the Kesef Mishnah thinks that when you look at the Rambam in Yud Yud Beis that I just brought it, Misha Hider is Ishto b'marchesh v'va'omer lo she'enat nenes li mikan v'ad pesachem telchi l'beis avich me'ayom v'ad sukkos hareza asur lo lo'enes mi'ad gzer shemetilach v'im holcho l'fnei ha'pesach v'areyu mahana osa l'fnei ha'pesach harei ze loke. The Rambam clearly holds that he is the one who violates and he is the one who gets Malkus. So the Kesef Mishnah says in the end of the next column, I'll read you just very quickly. Yeshlamer Shadas Rabbeinu Loimar. Listen to this. Shehi Pshita Shaloike. It's Poshit that she gets Malkus. Loi Itzrach Lameimar. Ela Oslash Minin Shem Hu Hene Oisib Yadayim Gam Hu Holoike. The Chiddush the Rambam had to tell us is that, by the way, that if he is Mahaner, he gets Malkus because he's violating his Dibur of Bal Yachal. That's the approach of the Kesef Mishnah in Das Rambam, which is against the Ran and the way the Ran and the Rashba both presented the Shita of the Rambam. But Rabbi Yisai, I think the Kesef Mishnah is a Pella because it's against the Rambam himself. The Rambam says in Perek Hey Halacha Aleph, Ruven Shamar L'Shimon Areini Alecha Chirim Areini Arei At Aser Behana Asi Neser Al Shimon Sheyehena Beruven Vim Over Venena Eino Loikesh Arei Lo Omer Shimon Klum Umuta LeRuven Lehenes BeShimon Arei Lo Aser Atz Behana Asa. So does the Ram say beferish again? Ruven Shamar L'Shimon. Ruven is being Madir Shimon. Areini alech cherem, areini areat aser ban asi, neser al shimon, shehene beruvin. Vim over venene eno loke, shari lo omer, shimon klum. So the Rambam says, it's shimon without the lushen, without any amira, doesn't sound like it's aser. Unless he's saying it's aser, it doesn't get malchus, but I don't even think that's what the Kesef Mishnah was trying to say, that both have the aser and both have malchus. Seems to be against the Rambam himself.
Not like that, but it's more questions that the woman would get. Because
yeah, exactly, right. 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 The Rambam, that's what you're saying. The Rambam didn't even have to say. Right.
The Rambam?
Yeah.
Could it be because maybe the Rambam and the Rambam, the Rash proposed, isn't there potentially, because there's a Tanai and then there's the Iser also, maybe by fulfilling the Tanai, there's some sort of initiation within that would cause them to get Malkus potentially.
But they still loam or klum.
But maybe the Tanai kind of initiate something. But if there's not, if it's just the neder, maybe that does nothing.
But still, it's the Isser Bal Yachal, the same chisaron should exist, no?
But maybe the Tanai kind of does, because if you do the Tanai and the Isser, both of them, maybe that kind of maybe you'll need the Bal Yachal.
So what are you getting Malkus for? What's your Isser? If you don't have a Bal Yachal, you don't have an Isser. I think it's a very difficult Kesef Mishnah.
Did you say that it's Malkus for Bal Yachal during the Mishnah? Because could it be adopted to the Rashi with the Eber again?
Yeah.
which is not his question.
Yeah, it doesn't. It sounds like he's answering all the Ran's questions.
Yeah. Say it's like a weird application of like a or something. I'm not sure why that would
push it,
but
I don't know.
Because
right, I'm not sure. I don't know. It's a tough guess of Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah already points out that this is not my kasha. Lecha Mishnah points out that he doesn't like the kasha Mishnah pshat. But Rabbi say the Ran has a few kashas that he proves against the Rambam. He says number one, the Gemara later on in Daf Lamed Hey and Aleph. Right, says Amar Rav Acha, Brid Rav Igla, Rav Ash, Kikari Alecha. My kikar is usher to you. V'nosna lo b'matana. And then he gives it in a matana. Mi ma limol noisin halo asirale. So who's going to get mi'ila? If you hold yesh mi'ila b'kayanamos, if you hold that there's an iser mi'ila when it comes to a kainim. So the Gemara says, it can't be the Nisan because it's not usher to him. It's Kakari Alecha. The nether was usher to you. Ama Eina Oyser over Klal. So the Ran says, you see, that the person, the Madir, is not over the Isser. So that's the Ran's Raya that the Ramam's wrong. Just like over there, he's not going to violate Me'ila because he's not usher. So, therefore, also over here, it's not going to be, even though he's the one who spoke, the Rambam's wrong, that he's not going to be usher. My Rabbi say, what in the world is the Ram talking about? Ma'in and Shemitah Eitzel Harsinai. The Ran is bringing a raya from the sugya of Mi'ila B'Koinamas. So what? The Gemara says, Yesh Mi'ila B'Koinamas, if you violate the Koinam, so then what? So then you get the Yisr Mi'ila. So the Gemara says, what happens if you generate a Koinam that's Usr to Yenam, but you generated it? So the Gemara says, would you be violated by Mi'ila by giving it to him? So Gemara says, no, because it's not Usr to you. Right? So, Frek Alecha Mishnah, Frek Yer Sameach, that's Lenya Mi'ila. But what does that have to do with Bal Yachol Dvaro? Here I'm violating my Dibur. Rambam's not upslugged from that Gemara. The dinim of Koine, of Mi'ila, but Koinamos has to be on whoever the Isser is Chal Keneged. Masha'inkin over here, we're talking about the Isser, the nature of the Isser of Bal Yachol Dvaro, and you were the one who generated the Isser. So they think that there's Bechlal no right. In addition, the Ran continues, V'rayaladavar, Midamrinim Perak Yotzei Adoifen. The Ran brings a raya against Shitas Rambam by the din of Katan Mufla Samach Le'ish. Fishamatzinu She'ish V'akosav As HaKatan L'Gadol L'Zod N'Shvu L'Eser L'Bal Yachel Mufarish Hasam L'Iser Bal Yachel Kamer U'Gugon She'hit K'dishuhu V'Ochlu Achirim She'achirim Loike Alek Deshu Mishem Bal Yachel Amon Mudur Loike. That's the raya must be just like over there by hektish, that the person, that the other person, that when a katan creates a kedushas hektish on a chayfetz, that now a katan was a lav bar oinshin, but the acherim are now going to be nanesh. So you see also a raya that the recipient, the mudr is the one who's going to get malchus and not the madir. So Nachumel says Yer Sameach. I don't even know what the Ran wants. It's not a kasha on the Rambam. That's a din in Hekdish. That's a din in Me'ila. That's a din in you created a Kedushas Chayfet, so therefore, and that's an objective reality that anyone now who defiles that Hekdish that's created through a Katan HaMufla Samach Le'ish, that what? That now you're going to violate that. So therefore, Acherim are going to get Malkus. L'gabi the Yisr Me'ila. Why is that now not going to be a kasha on Shitas HaRambam? The Rambam's not upslug from that Gemara. Rabbi Sait, what the Ran thinks is a davar pashut, I'm flipping back on the Ran. Like, what? Where is the Ran? The Ran didn't miss these points that I'm making. What bechlal is going on in the lumdus of the Ran And how could he not be saying like this Or Sameach, that there's a chiluk between Me'ilah and there's a chiluk between a Chefetz Shel Hekdesh? So, I think at least from the Gemara later on, one could say as follows. And even if you want to say that the Gemara Nida is not talking about Me'ilah, but the Gemara is talking about Bayacha, like the way the Gemara, like the way the Ran is explaining, that the other people violate Bayacha. So, I forget where I saw this Svara. But it could be, one could also argue, that the Balyachal of Hektish and the Balyachal of a Neder Hedyot are not necessarily synonymous. So just because you see by a Katan Amufalos Delich, when he's in the context of being Makdish HaChefetz, that other people will violate Balyachal, yeah, because that idea emanates from a Kedushas HaChefetz that exists to the whole world, that's now endowed by a Katan. So he's going to get Malkus. But Mehecha Tesi, that's now going to be indicative of what's going to be the Halacha when it comes to Bal Yachel of Neder Hedyot, which is our sugya. So apparently, you see something fundamental over here, Rabbi Yisai. The Ran said that they're inextricable. The Ran understood that it's not true. That the Isser Konomos by Me'ilah is not an independent Isser. It's not Machmas any Kedusha. And it only exists... Thank you. It only exists because of the guiding principle of Bal Yachel. And it's going in tandem. It's a neder deka halacha. So Memela, the Ran understood the nature. This is very important for when we learn the sugya of Yesh Koinam B'Me'ilas. That's, I think, the Nekudas HaMachloikas over here. According to Shitas HaRan, the fact that Yenim and the Mudr is the one who's going to violate Me'ilah, that's now going to be a manifestation of who violates Bal Yachel Dvara. Because it's a Nedarim Dika Halacha. And the Mela, if I have the Isser Koinam, the Isser Me'ilah B'Koinam, it's not because of Kedusha Sachefza, it's not because of a new Halacha that Koinam is similar to Hekdish, but rather it's just a Raya that there's a Bal Yachel Klapei Mi. Masha'enkin, it could be that Shitas HaRambam distinguished between the two. And maybe the halacha of Yesh Me'ilah B'Koinamos was not necessarily a function of Bal Yachel Dvara. And the Bal Yachel Dvara might be totally independent. But when you enter into the sugya of Me'ilah B'Koinamos, like the Aras HaMeach, like the Chamishnah are saying, and also when you enter into the Isser of Hekdish, so then you have a Kedushas HaChefetz that's totally different than the Neder Hedyot. And the Mela, the dinam of Konamas, don't necessarily have to pattern after the halacha of Bal Yachel. And Bal Yachel will be limited, at least in the world of Nedre Hedyot, to be where you're being mechalel your very dibur. And if you're not being mechalel any dibur, so maybe you're violating Me'ilah. Maybe in the world of Nidre Hektish you could say that it applies to it. But without in Nidre Hedyot, says the Rambam, I don't see anything from where there's something that's a function of kedushas hachefta, or something that's patterned after kedushas hachefta, like a konam, or the gemara by mufla samach leish, which is patterned after kedushas hachefta. That's not necessarily going to tell me anything about bayach. So it could be that really what's going on is the nekudas hamachloikes is what's the link between the me'ilah b'koinamos and the yisr bayach. Is it a Nedarim Dika Isser, or is it a totally independent Isser that is now a function of either Kedusha / patterned after Kedusha that's existing by a Konan? So Chari, you have to say like that. I just want to point out just one other Ha'ara before we close is the following. There is a Machloikis that we mentioned briefly last time between the Ran and the Rabbeinu Tam by a Neder Shav. So we know the Gemara tells us earlier in the Daf that if a person takes a Shvuah Shali'ish and Gemel Yamim, so he gets, he's like it for Shvuah Shav right away. So the Ran holds such a concept doesn't exist when it comes to Nidarim, whereas when it comes to the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rabbeinu Tam says no, Neder Shav could also violate Bal Yachel Dvar. So what's that Nekudas HaMachlokes? What are they arguing about? So l'chayra, everyone's going to agree that the neder doesn't exist, right? It's a davar shel ef shel kaimel, so it didn't aser anything. So why would I get malchus al bayachal dvaro? So perhaps the hezbra machlekes is that what is the nature of bayachal dvaro? Is bayachal dvaro to not be machal your dibur? Or in order for bayachal dvaro to exist, it has to create a halachic reality that now you're going to violate it through now being nene from that creation that you created. So now you're going to get malchus on the dibur, that tuif that created a certain entity. Is bayachal dvaro the fact that you are machal your dibur? Or is bayachal dvaro means you created a halachic reality that now I was machal my dibur because of what I created, because I transgressed something by what I created. Do you need the neder to be chal? Right. So if you hold that you don't need the neder to be chal, l'chayra you're holding that the iser over here could exist. What you're saying is basically is just literally is that I'm being machal my dibur. That I, abederech neder, said something that's iyav shalachaymo, so memela, that's another way I could be machal my dibur. Masha'enkin, if you hold like Shita Saran, that what? That a neder shiyav shalachaymo is garnished, there's not shayach to have the yisr bal yachal dvaro. Why should that be? Because bal yachal dvaro doesn't mean to be machal your dibur alone. Bayachal dvaro means to violate an isser that was created al yaday your dibur. And that's how you're being mechal your dibur. And honestly, it's not, according to the Ran, it's not even linked to being mechal dibur specifically. It's just to violate the isser that's being created al yaday your dibur. And the raya is that the Ran doesn't even need you to do any dibur. The mudr is the one who gets the malchus for bayachal dvaro. Because bayachal dvaro has nothing to do with dibur. Bal yachal dvaro means that I can't violate an issa that was created al yaday dibur. Who? The medaber? Lav dafka. Anyone who's going to have that issa. And he doesn't have to speak. Masha'en ke rabbi say, if you hold like Shitas Aramba, that the whole nature of the issa is specifically oriented and is connected to the medaber, to only the madir, so perhaps you can even entertain the possibility that I don't even need the neder to be chal. I created a matzav over here that I'm mechal my dibur even without the iser. Because by definition, were you mechal your dibur? The answer is yes. Al yaday a neder. Was it mizkuyim? No, but I was mechal my dibur through saying something in vain. And perhaps that's the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Once you accept this, I'm not saying it's mukhrach, that it's the Rambam is going to hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. But once you say and you understand that the Ran and the Rambam are going to argue fundamentally about the nature of bal yachal, we're pointing out they're going to argue about a lot of other things also. But fundamentally what's coming out over here is bal yachel oriented based on chilul hamedaber, or is bal yachel oriented has nothing to do with the medaber. Bal yachel means that I violated and I transgressed an iser that was created through dibur. But I don't need any dibur at all. So according to the Ran, the possibility, the Ran works out very much, very well with Shitasa. The Ran, the whole concept of a nidir shav has nothing to do with the iser bal yachel. Because there, in order for bayachal to exist, it means I violated an isser that was created, al yaday dibur. And I don't even need a medaber to violate this isser. It doesn't have to even connect to the medaber. The mudr is the one who's going to get the malchus and be over the isser, not the madir. Masha'enkin, according to the Rambam, that's clearly focused on the lashon and on the dibur. So then, what's going to be the din? So then, perhaps we can entertain a possibility that in certain situations, you don't even need the iser to be chal, but you could already be mechal your dibur by saying something. That's an iyav shel kaimo, dum you to a shvuah, that's a shvuah shav by al yaday your dibur. If you remember, Rabbi Sai, months and months ago, I think it was in the summer, we raised the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch, that the Minchas Chinuch took this to the nth degree. The Minchas Chinuch and the sugya of Nazir on Daf Gimel and the Beis discussed if you're a Nazir. The Gemara discusses you're a Nazir without the Isser of you take it chutz me certain things, chutz me te'enim. I forget exactly why or how we tied it into the Shaka Vatari. It was very totally in the Shaka Vatari and the Gemara Beis. So the Michas Chinuch says if you take it chutz me all these things of yayin and whatever, you have certain things that you're not going to be included. So the Minchas Chinuch asks if you had a certain lashon, so would you violate Bal Yachel on those Yisurim, right? Does anyone remember what I'm saying? Does anyone remember the Minchas Chinuch? Yeah. Because the assumption of the Minchas Chinuch was that since your lashon didn't have those Yisurim, so perhaps it wouldn't be, meaning he was looking at the Bal Yachel Dvar to be specifically the case that you were B'Makabel, and Bal Yachel Dvar would be very, very specific to the way, to your Tzuras HaKabbalah. So that's mamish, like, even saying more than what we're saying in the Rambam, that it's even case by case, and like, it literally has to be Machal Yer Dibor. I don't remember the exact case in the way the Michas Chinuch pointed out. But L'chayra, what we're saying over here is really fundamental to the Masechta, that the Ran and the Ram L'chayra are at least arguing on whether a Medaber is crucial, and I'm just entertaining the possibility that this might shed light on the sugya of a neder she'efshar l'kayim. Go ahead. Exactly. Right, exactly. An iser, notes are al yidei divor.